And there you have the title track off of the album Music for Spaceships and Forests by Twy the Humble Feather, who are joining me today in the studio. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, there we are.
Hello.
Good. We'll chat some more. I've got some questions. You know, I want to know what Twy is and means, but we can absorb that as we go.
Okay. Well,
how about music? Would you like to play?
Should we play or should we answer the question first?
I think it's a good time to answer the question, being that you just heard the title track.
You know what? I agree with you. Perfect. Absolutely. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Twy the Humble Feather. And so there's something specific about it. I'm just going to let you talk, and I will interject questions since I think myself and the listenership may have questions.
First, I would like to say I didn't completely finish answering the question earlier, which was how long you've been playing together, because I only talked about Hector and I. But Brian has been aboard for about, what, 3.5, 4 years now, I think? At least 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least 3 years. Okay. Yeah. So now that that's out of the way.
It feels like 4 years because time drags with Brian.
Whatever. I learn the parts faster than you do.
Hey, that's not true.
Okay, actually, this is what I was trying to do. I wanted them to spar on the air, so go at it, guys. No, just kidding. So basically, all right, the music is based on Twy. Twy is a character. It's all about his sci-fi adventures. It's very much like a movie, basically. The record is based on early experiences of Twy, like basically traveling as an interstellar traveler and visiting various worlds, realms, etc. That's what the music is based on.
I'm going to interject
a question. Sure.
The character is found in what realm? Is it like what kind of lore is it? Is it?
Well, it's.
Is it Nordic?
It does not.
Is it
no, it doesn't.
Greek?
The name completely is derivative of the word twilight, and the reason why is because twilight represents balance, represents something between night and day.
Equanimity.
So I just kind of wanted to use that and apply that to Twy for various reasons, but it's kind of in depth, and it's kind of hard to talk about because it ties
it's really
into.
Emotional.
It's not Anthony's emotional. Imaginary friend.
Yeah, I developed one later on in life, as opposed to in childhood.
But is Bob.
But it's okay. To be honest, I was a writer before I was really a musician, and it really all kind of spawns from ideas that I have, narratives that I have based on various characters.
So Twy is your character.
Basically.
Okay. That was. I should have phrased the question that way. Was this your character or a character that sort of appears like Coco Pelli or some kind of character?
Nah.
You
know?
Yeah, it's
Pan or something like that.
It's completely in its own world. Yeah. Not necessarily inspired by any specific, you know, folkloric thing.
Good.
Or
no. Good.
It's
good.
From LeBron's literature.
Yeah. So, and I really like it because it allows. It's just basically it gives you an endless sense of content, so you never have to worry about being inspired by the world or being inspired by a situation.
Whenever we're working on a tune, we always put it in context of like where is Twy in what world, what's he doing,
exactly.
Like what did he do before this? It's really like we're always, you know, writing parts for a movie or a story.
Yeah, it's episodes. It's basically episode after episode.
And it's not just lyric. It's instrumental guitar parts, like what does this guitar part mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this is he just got kicked out of this galaxy or something because he battled with so and so, and now you know he's going over there. But then you know it all comes down to like escapism.
Yeah, I think it's primarily escapism.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. I wanted to write about love and girls and stuff, but they're like, no, it's going to be about.
It's never going to be about.
It's never going to be about that.
It's always
going to be about escapism and planets and characters that you can't really visualize.
Well, no, that's not true. You can visualize. That's the point. That's the point, though. Yeah, really, because
the music does.
I mean, that's
work it out, guys. Work it out.
That's my whole reason for ever making art is to make people imagine something, to provoke people to engage in imagination, to provoke people to be creative. That's the entire purpose. That's basically why I make art. Basically, why I live, essentially. So that's the whole thing. That's why it'll never be I love you, baby, this or that. It's always going to be like, what the hell is going on? That's what I want people to go through. Baby, and baby, I, baby, and baby, in the baby, end baby, of baby, a show, baby, baby, you know, baby. People come up to us. It's like, oh, this is what I saw. Like, I was thinking about this. And, you know, sometimes right. our friends or
example.
Somebody. Well, our friends from Love Like DeLoreans were telling us that they were traveling in upstate New York and they had the record on and it was Adirondacks. The perfect thing to, you know,
yeah,
experience during, you know, driving through
oh,
the forest and blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, you know. But, you know, I mean, it could just
so
be.
So it means various things to various people and it means certainly something yeah. definite for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's more of a specific vision that I can find, but I want it to be completely open. And that's exactly why the record cover is completely minimal, because
right.
we didn't want to imply any imagery. We wanted people to use their imagination and
right.
to have their own, you know, idea of it in their head. And if you listen to the record, obviously there's a lot more electronic stuff that is really meant to create more of an environment. So, you know, that's what I want. I want people to be lying down before they go to sleep, listening to it on their headphones and imagining.
It is a headphone album, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, I mean, I say that with absolute like admiration for it, that the closer
oh,
you listen, the more that you
yeah the more little details
yeah.
you can find, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're lucky to have you here, so do you want to give us a little more
something
yeah we're gonna do Adventures of Castle One. I'd like to dedicate this to Una, who hopefully is listening now. Cheers.